Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Serge Matakians from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. And I am thrilled to have Anna Ashakyan, a friend that I met on my trip to Armenia from Tatev, Armenia, where the world-famous Tatev Monastery is. Barev Anajan. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Serjan.
It's so nice to have you on Flavor Matters. And I am thrilled to relive my experience of meeting you, the lovely members of the Tatev village, and most importantly, Zarine, your wonderful mother, who greeted us with such warmth and generosity and above all, delicious food. I was lucky enough to find you and your mom first and then you on the night of Jurochnik, the Armenian Christmas, and have that really beautiful spread of dinner with some of your family members and relatives and villagers that were at the table. Anajan, just so our listeners will have an understanding of Tatev and where we are and where you are, describe to me what it is that you see outside right now. Describe to me the spring. Are you speaking to me from the information center at Tatev, or are you speaking to me from your home, and what do you see?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for this invitation. This is really nice to talk to you and share everything about our lovely Tatev. At the moment, I'm at Information Center, and the spring came, and it's already getting green all around the mountains. A bit, the mountains are snowy still, not like spring, but it's so beautiful.
And the mountains that you are speaking, are those mountains to the south, to the east? When you're looking at the mountains, I know exactly which mountains you're talking about, but I forget if it's to the south or to the east.
It's to the south.
To the south. So towards the Iranian border.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would like to add one thing from the beginning, that the meeting we had was before meeting was through your friend Naomi, that was one of my guests at Information Center in 2014.
You are speaking about Naomi Duguid, the wonderful, wonderful cookbook author, Naomi Duguid. Yes, of course.
Yes, from Canadian. She's yep. From Canada. Yeah. And Toronto, why Canada. I want to mention it, yeah, why I want to mention about her is the reason we met was Information Center.
That's right. That's right. And I remember when I came to Tatev, and the road from Yerevan to Tatev is a five-hour drive. And the last hour of that windy road that brings you down to the Tatev village on that January 6th night was the light that we saw was the light at the information center. And the only person there was Zarine cooking, and her warmth and kindness. We accidentally found her, but it wasn't until I met you the next day that I understood that you and Naomi had gotten together when Naomi was doing her book, A Taste of Persia. You had met her. So this morning you told me that you got up and you had to go and do some shopping. Tell us about your daily routine. I know Tatev is a small village, very self-sufficient, and people live from the land. But when you need to buy some other things, where did you go and how far of a drive was it?
Actually, whatever we would like to buy is the closest city is Goris. Before the road was made, was an hour. Now is 40, 50 minutes. So in the morning, usually in the morning, I wake up, I do, I come to information center to do my breakfast with my mom, and then our working day start. And today was different. I went to buy a special, I can say gift for my mom. It's like dishwasher. Because I got an Erasmus and I'm leaving to Luxembourg soon for an exchange program, and she will be practically alone or running information without me. So she needed some help in this case, in the kitchen.
Yes, and a dishwasher is great help. I know that kitchen, and I know the size of that kitchen and the size of her stove. And it's amazing how much beautiful food she's able to produce from there. And you also showed me all the ori, the spirits that you make and mom makes with the various herbs and fruits that you have in your cabinet. Anna, speaking of your visit to Luxembourg, tell us a little bit about how many languages you speak, what it is that you're studying, what it is that you want to do besides being so busy with the information center that is really the hub for the listeners that are unaware of the information center. It's a hub where the villagers meet and a lot of visitors to Tatev come. And your mother is in charge of the information center. Go ahead.
I'm fond of learning languages and also teaching. Now, of course, Armenian is my native language. At school, we studied Russian, English, at the university, Russian, Italian. And Italian, I studied in Italy again. So I did my bachelor degree in Yerevan State Linguistic University. Recent months I started Arabic, and when I go to Luxembourg, because it will be like a really long stay, it's 6 months, and for sure I will learn Luxembourgish with great pleasure. So with Italian I could understand, I can understand some Spanish and French, and I'm not kidding. I really like languages because, if you talk to a person from the mentioned like countries, you understand the culture better than when somebody is translating. And in Latin, as it is famous to say, like the translation is cheating. So tradurre, tradire. So.
My, you remind me of my mother, because my mother used to always tell us about the importance of languages, because she said a language gives you a different perspective onto the world, a different, deeper understanding of the world.
That's Anna, true.
There are many people in Armenia that speak Russian and speak English, but your English is so much better than many other Armenians that I have met. How do you practice your English, or how do you maintain the fluency that you have?
Oh, thank you so much. Every time when people tell me this, I start doing mistakes. So I would say the importance of information center in my learning languages. So the practice I got from the tourists visiting Tatev Information Center is very huge. So I can differentiate like British English from American English. Uh-huh. Though for other people it's different. It's all the same, you know. Exactly. For me, I could easily understand like how an Indian is speaking English, how an Egyptian is speaking English, because as many people you meet, as much you understand how different and interesting are dialects, I can say. For me, like people when speak, I can consider also dialects, not only English. And not only this had effect on learning or practicing the pronunciation. I like during schooling years, I worked really hard with dictionaries because transcription and pronunciation is the main way to get to obtain the language, how native speakers can.
You raised an interesting point about various dialects and vernaculars, because I I remember as I was listening to you when I was at the dinner gathering, where, by the way, I had my first rapama, which for the listeners who are not aware of rapama is a pumpkin that is filled with rice and sweet fruit and nuts and baked and served on festive occasions. One of the dishes that Armenia is famous for. And your mom's rapama was such a wonderful introduction. But from speaking dialects, I realize that some of the women and men at the dinner table were speaking an Armenian dialect that I was unfamiliar with. It was I didn't understand them well. And then you told me, and then your mother explained to me the next day at breakfast, that yes, there are various dialects. Can you tell us a little bit about the various dialect that in Sirunik, which is the region where Tatev is spoken?
Yes, even I can say that in Tatev, people from the down part of the village are speaking differently from the upper part of the village.
It's fascinating.
Yes, in Tatev, for example, we live not in the at the beginning, not in the, we are in the middle. And the words that my classmates could use during like school years, I could not understand. I think it depends that they stay with their grandparents or they are living separate. Those people who stay with grandparents, they use the words that came like old, I don't want to say old-fashioned words, but we can consider so. Like many words in our family we never used, and even the definition I could not understand. I understood only after asking. So dialects, right. Yeah, dialects are different in Tatev, in Goris, Kapan, in Yerevan too. So
of course, yes.
But I prefer to speak. I love Tatev dialect, but I prefer to speak like grammatically right Armenian. Like to be to make people understand me better. This right. is the right way.
But I guess what I think would be interesting for me, at least, and hopefully the listeners, is you know, Sirunik is one of the most southern part of Armenia that borders Iran, and. Is the dialect, what I wanted to ask you, is the dialect mm-hmm. more influenced by Farsi, or is it more influenced by Turkish, or is it more influenced by Kurdish. Do you know about that? Because, you know, even
yes.
in the U.S.
yes.
or even in New York, you know, different regions of New York, in Brooklyn, people have an accent. In Queens, they have an accent. In Manhattan,
yes.
they have a, and then, of course, in the Bronx, there are different. So I understand that. But I felt like there were a lot of words that is just not a matter of dialect. It's almost like words that are from a different language.
Mm-hmm. You are right. Tatev is situated in the southern part of Armenia. That is close, like 3 hours from here, 3 hours drive to Agarak. Mm-hmm. And
that's 3 hour drive from where?
From Tatev to Agarak is the border with Iran.
With Iran.
So it's very close. And I can say that in like 3,000 words from Persian and 800 words from Arabic, they transferred to Armenian language. And of course, it affects because, for example, if you want, I can bring some examples. We can say Namus, Tasib, Azab, and a lot of words.
Right.
And we see it and we use it.
That's right. That's right. It's listen, Anna, this is really wonderful. I didn't think that we would talk so much in 14 minutes, but our time is coming to an end for this segment. I hope you will stick around so we can do another segment. I want to thank our listeners. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. I have the privilege and honor to speak with Anna Arshakyan in Tatev, Armenia, whom I met in January of 2020. I hope you will tune in for our next segment in which we will continue our conversation. Anna, thank you very, very
thank
much
you.
For joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Armenia, New York, serevan.com on the web.